Hello and happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, your virtual life coach, welcoming you to Winning with the Word. Today we're going to be talking about a topic that will not only touch your heart, but will totally change your life as you begin to get a hold of it and apply it to your circumstances. We're going to be talking about God's mercy and grace. I recently heard a very moving story about a young woman who received a traffic violation and had to go to court. After the case was heard, she stood before the judge as he gave the verdict. "Guilty as charged," the judge announced. Immediately following the announcement of the verdict, the judge stood up, removed his robe, and walked down to the side of the young girl. From his back pocket, he pulled out his wallet, took out a bill, and paid the girl's charges. It so happened that the judge was also the girl's father. In pronouncing his daughter guilty, the judge was fulfilling the requirements of justice and the law. In paying his daughter's charges, the judge was extending mercy. This story deeply moved me because it is a perfect picture of what Jesus Christ did for you and me when he went to the cross. He satisfied the requirements of justice by paying the price for our sin with his very life. Yet, at the same time, he extended mercy to the entire human race by paying that price in our stead. The truth of the matter is that we should have paid the price of eternal death. We were the ones who offended God Almighty through our sin. Yet, it would have been impossible for us to satisfy the requirements of justice against God. So, what did he do? He sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to satisfy the requirements of justice in our place. Why did God do this? Because of his great love for the human race. You are part of the human race for whom God died. This means that God extended his great mercy and grace to you too. As far as God is concerned, he wants to include you in his plan of salvation. The question is, do you want to be included? For you see, salvation is a personal choice, and the only time we can make that choice is while we are still on this earth. God's mercy and grace are still available today for anyone who needs it, and all of us need mercy and grace on a daily basis. The Bible, God's instruction manual for man, says that God's mercies are new every day. What a wonderful promise. Each morning when you wake up, God has a fresh supply of mercy for you. He gives you a new beginning every morning. Every day is a clean slate on which you can write the story of your life. Do you need a new beginning today? Are you in a situation where you desperately need God's mercy? Have you blown it so badly that there seems to be no way out of your mess? Are you wondering if God even wants you? Well, let me tell you that God wants you. Yes, he really does. He wants you more than you can ever imagine. You see, God is not a stern judge waiting to cut you off if you make a wrong move. He is not out to get you for all the wrong things you have done. No, this isn't God at all. Far too many people have no real clue as to what God is like. They have never experienced him personally. All they know is what they have been taught. But you see, there is a big difference between knowing about God and knowing God. Perhaps your picture of God has been based on wrong traditions. Perhaps you, too, see God as a hard taskmaster, waiting for you to make a wrong move. If that's your picture of God, then you need to get yourself a new picture, a true picture. And the place to find a true picture of God is in his holy word, the Bible. There you will learn that God is good, kind, merciful, compassionate. You will learn that he is in the business of saving people, not of condemning them. He is in the business of getting people out of messes, even if they created the mess themselves. Unfortunately, most of the time we have created the mess ourselves. But God knows that we are weak in and of ourselves. That's the reason he has such compassion for us. Psalm 103 verse 14 says that he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. God remembers and understands that we are frail human beings, weak in and of ourselves. But he also knows that if we surrender our lives to him, he can make us strong in him. Now, if you're still wondering whether or not God loves you just as you are, look with me at Romans chapter 5 verse 8. This scripture verse tells us that God demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, isn't that amazing? God did not wait for us to be perfect and clean before he approached us. In fact, he knew that we could never be perfect and clean without his help. That's why he sent Jesus to rescue us out of our messes. Jesus Christ reveals to us the great mercy and grace of God. What is mercy? Mercy is not getting what we deserve. What is grace? Grace is getting what we do not deserve. Were it not for Jesus Christ, we would have deserved eternal damnation instead of eternal life. But because of his mercy and grace, he paid the price for our sin and in exchange gave us his righteousness or right standing with God. All we have to do is believe what he did and accept it. It's really just that simple. But before you can accept Christ, you have to understand that God is not angry with you. In fact, to use a vernacular expression, he is absolutely wild about you. Perhaps you've never looked at God in this light. Perhaps your perception of God has been one of anger and cruelty. While God is certainly just and will eventually punish those who reject him, the Bible says that God is first and foremost love personified, and he desires to give that love to you if you will only receive it. It is only if you refuse to receive God's love that you open yourself up to his judgment. Mark chapter 16, verse 16 says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." So only the person who refuses to believe and receive Jesus as Savior and Lord will be condemned, but the person who chooses to believe in him and receive him will not be condemned. For those who choose to reciprocate God's love, there is no judgment. Now, because God is wild about you, he longs to bless you. He longs to help you get through whatever problem you may be facing today. With God, there is always a solution to every problem. That solution is Jesus Christ. In fact, the Bible tells us in John chapter 14, verse 6, that Jesus is the way. He is the way out of, over, or through any problem. Jesus may not always instantly remove your problem. In fact, he usually doesn't. But if he doesn't remove the problem, he always takes you around it, over it, or through it. Do you remember the time that the disciples were out in a boat and a great storm arose? You will find it in Matthew chapter 8, verses 24 to 27. Jesus was in that boat with them, but he was fast asleep. The disciples woke him up and, trembling with fear, said, "Lord, save us, we're perishing." And Jesus replied, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" The disciples failed to recognize who was in the boat with them. Oh yes, they knew it was Jesus, but they didn't really understand who Jesus was in their midst. They didn't really understand that Jesus is God. They didn't understand that when Jesus is with us, we never have anything to fear. What happened next? Jesus got up, spoke to the winds and the sea, and calmed the storm. The disciples were amazed. The scriptures say in Mark chapter 8, verse 27, that they marveled, saying, "Who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him?" The disciples were beginning to get a glimpse of the great power and mercy of God. What kind of storm are you facing today? Are you on the verge of divorce or already divorced? Are you struggling with anorexia or bulimia? Are you on drugs and don't know how to quit? Are you a heavy smoker who really wants to stop smoking, but you don't know how? Maybe you've just lost your job, or you're facing a prison sentence. Maybe your husband or wife just left you, and you feel angry and confused. It doesn't matter what kind of storm you're in. If you belong to Jesus Christ, he is in the storm with you. He is bigger than your storm and will calm it for you if you trust in him. So let him calm the storms of your life today. You may be thinking, "Well, I don't belong to Jesus Christ. How can I get him to calm the storms of my life?" It's very simple. All you have to do is to come to him just as you are. Invite him into your life and receive him as your Savior and Lord. John chapter 1, verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." So, if you want the right to be called a child of God, you must receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and believe in his name. You see, Jesus is called the Savior because he saves. He saves us from sin and then takes the broken pieces of our lives and puts them back together again. All we have to do is come to him and hand him the broken pieces. He will then take them and put them back together in such a way that the finished product will be more beautiful than ever. So don't wait another moment. Come to Jesus Christ today. Accept him as your personal Savior and as the Lord of your life. Just repeat this simple prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. I admit that I am a sinner in need of your mercy and grace. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died for me, and that you rose again on the third day. I invite you now to come into my life. I receive you as my personal Savior and as the Lord of my life. Make of me all that you created me to be. Amen. If you sincerely prayed this prayer, you are now a born-again Christian. I invite you to write to me at Dr. Maryann, that's M-A-R-Y-A-N-N, at MaryannDiorio.com. I would like to send you a little booklet that will help get you started in your Christian walk. I also invite you to visit my website at MaryannDiorio.com for a lot of resources to help you in your Christian walk. Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Maryann Diorio, your virtual life coach, reminding you that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that he will help you to keep on winning with the Word. Thank you.